get to our big pee pee picks, though. You guys ready? See how we did last week.
I took one out of allegiance. The other one was the easiest one to nail.
Washington State and Washington. The line was 5. We all took Washington State. The Cougs did cover, and the Civil War line was 16. Swag and I took Oregon. You took Oregon State. Swag's a traitor.
He is a traitor.
Went against his beeves.
Don't really want to hear it. Oh, it's about a segment and being right and wrong.
Went against his beeves.
You cannot claim to be a fan and pick against your team. Get off. Get out of here.
So season records. Swag is in first place, 7-3 on the year. Good start for Swag. 2-0 week for me. I'm above 500, 6-4. 1-1 week for Brandon Sprague, 5-5.
500.
Nobody's losing money.
Not yet.
Our big PPs are off to a good start.
Yeah, I'll give it more time.
Here we go. Let's start. I like to go in chronological order.
Well, Washington State's line's got to be massive.
See, that's the funny thing. So let me just look up my kick times here. Oh, the Cougs play Friday night?
Yeah.
That's a Friday night game.
San Jose State. Tomorrow night, San Jose State, baby.
Okay, well, we'll start there then. Yeah. Washington State is at home against San Jose State. Now, they don't have these because we're trying to do A&A lines. The Washington schools are not, so I went and found the DraftKings line for this game. Cougs favored by 12.
Yeah. Letdown spot is what Vegas would be thinking here.
What am I missing here?
I don't know. I'm taking the Cougs minus 12.
Has to be it, right?
I mean, San Jose State, the fighting Brennans.
The no longer fighting Brennans?
The no longer fighting Brennans.
The used to be fighting Brennans.
I think they still have that quarterback that I watched play last year against Oregon State that can't throw the football, so it's just a running guy.
Yeah.
I say this having not watched much.
They are 3-0. They beat Sacramento State 42-24. They beat Air Force 17-7. And then they beat Kennesaw State 31-10.
And maybe the Air Force win is something to think about here.
Feisty.
12, huh?
12. That's a funky line.
Smells weird.
What are they telling me?
Washington State's coming off an emotional big game. Yeah, short week.
Are you flip-flopping on me? Are you flip-flopping?
Who do they have after San Jose State?
After San Jose State, they go on the road to Boise State.
Oh, plus 12. I'll take the plus 12.
Wow.
I'll fall into the trap.
San Jose State is going to throw it all over the yard. They do not run the football.
Oh,
they are coming back and slinging.
Way wrong.
And
have you watched them play?
I have not watched them play.
Just looked at the numbers. We like the numbers. They can throw the ball.
So the question is, do you trust the Cougs more?
Make sure he's
with
right
their
on that
secondary. Go ahead.
Check
your
numbers.
Their quarterback's
bitch.
Averaging over 300 yards a game passing. So, it's a funky line. It's a weird spot. It's Friday night.
They're number one in the Mountain West. He is indeed correct.
I think I'm going to take the points. I think the Cougs win. I think it's a back and forth game. And
it's an emotional game coming off of, and then you have the look ahead spot at Boise.
How quickly can they refocus their attention on the next thing when the next thing isn't all that attention worthy?
They beat Boise Dirt. They're probably in the top 25, and then they start getting the group of five look.
They should be in the top 25 right now.
I agree with that.
I see all the arguments here. Maybe I'm just trying to yin where everybody's yanging. I'm going to take the Cougs here.
Are they?
You
in?
Tell me tight game, uncomfortable. Okay, I could see that. But late touchdown, you win. I don't know.
Is it 12 or 12 and a half?
12 flat.
It'd be funny if it right at 12.
You give me a 38-24 win, right? But it's like 31-24 and you tack one on late. Maybe I'm taking the bait here. I'm the mouse in the cheese trap. I'm going to eat that cheese. Give me that Cougar cheese and I will take the Cougs minus 12. Next up will be Saturday, 4 o'clock on FS1. The Huskies, coming off that emotional loss, are still at home this weekend, and their Big Ten opener is against the juggernaut of Northwestern.
Are they ever going to leave Seattle?
When they play a road game, man. The juggernaut of Northwestern's in town. That line on DraftKings, currently Huskies minus 10.5.
I'm going to take the Huskies here. That's an uncomfortable number. They're so reliant on their run game. Northwestern's coach is, people like that guy. I'm going to go for a good bounce back spot here. Huskies minus 10.5. Okay.
I think I'm going to go lay the number. Northwestern's offense is abysmal. The Husky defense should suffocate them. The question is can their offense pick it up? enough, and I'm going to have a little bit of confidence that they can. I don't know that Northwestern scores much into double digits in this game.
Northwestern on the year is 2-1. They beat Miami, Ohio in week one, 13-6. They lost at home to Duke, 26-20, and beat Eastern Illinois, 31-7 last week.
Got into the 30s once.
30s once, which, you know, that's great 3 weeks into the year. I love Washington this weekend. It's not a look-ahead spot in any way, shape, or form. Their first road game, by the way, talk about going on the road, is at Rutgers next Friday. Oh. It's an 8 o'clock Eastern kick
short
at Rutgers, short week. So
East Coast.
Welcome to Big Ten life.
Welcome to Jersey.
Yeah, welcome to Jersey.
Tony Soprano in the stands.
I just, you know, look, I gambled against him 2 weeks ago because I just thought that number's too high and it's kind of funky and non-conference game. Like, you're pissed off. You just lost a rivalry game. There should be a sense of motivation and energy in that locker room to get that taste out of your mouth. Northwestern sucks,
their
man.
Their offense is not good. I watched some of that Duke game that went to overtime that was just brutally
ugly.
Went
to overtime and they only scored 20.
That was a Friday night game, I think. It was horrible.
So the Huskies won. They should be a little torqued off and extra focused. That defense should suffocate their offense.
We'll make it 3 for 3. All of us on Washington. Last but not least, we come back to the wonderful state of Oregon, where your Beavs still in the state. Did you see, by the way, got total side note, somebody asked Dan Lanning yesterday at his press conference how they're preparing to play their first road game next week against UCLA.
Did he say we don't? It's a home game?
Well, no, he said we just played a road game. We just did that. Oregon State at home, 5:30 on Saturday. Now, this one is on A&A. And the A&A line on this game, 5.5 at home against Purdue. Again, 5:30 kick on the CW network. Oregon State -5.5.
Come on. Really? Any doubt? Am I worried? Not at all. Concerned? Hudson Card's in for a nightmare. You think Purdue players know what a chainsaw is?
No, they got no clue.
No, they don't.
No,
Boilermakers. They don't touch chainsaws.
No, they don't. I think going back and breaking down the film for Trent Bray and his staff for the players, they're going to find more positive things than they probably felt like when that game ended. And I think the same formula applies. They should be able to run wild on them, control the clock, force limited possessions for Purdue, and I think they should pull away as the game goes on. It might be tight again at halftime, and that's just because there's limited possessions, but I think as the game goes on, they'll pull away and cover that.
Yeah, national money this week has come in on Purdue. I think it opened 5.5, 6 nationally, and the national line's down, but here in the Northwest, people like betting Oregon State, so the A&A line has not moved a ton. I hope that this is a great atmosphere, man. They're trying to do this stripe out. It's a Big Ten team that's coming to town. I know that the future does not look great, and people are not happy with the direction that things are going, but their schedule's coming together for next year. Like, the 7 games that they have on the books are not bad. Most of them are power teams. Like, at least there's interesting matchups throughout. This is a chance to beat a team from the Big Ten in your stadium and one that's not very good, in which the matchups, I think, kind of favor Oregon State and their ability to run the football. I love Oregon State this weekend. I think they win by 2 tutties. Can I give them a dirt 2 tutty guarantee?
I asked you earlier. You said 35-31.
I'm upping it. I'm even more confident than I was an hour and a half ago, man. The confidence is only growing in their ability to run the football.
They lost by 35, and he's like, there's so much good things from that game.
It is political season. A lot of fence riding.
Look, Republicans vote too. This is how we do things, right? What's the Jordan line? They buy shoes too.
Yeah.
Beaver fans listen to the show too. No, I just hope it's a good atmosphere. That's my biggest question out of this weekend.
That's a very valid.
Last week was underwhelming, to say the least, and there was a lot of green there. I can't imagine Purdue fans are flocking to Corvallis at the end of September for this game. So you're trying to stripe out. Does it look good? Is it sold? I mean, you're not going to sell out probably, but give me a good. It's a night game. It's the first game with students back.
It's a big one for momentum.
Dude, show up. Let's go.
You need to capture some stuff here.
The next 2 weeks after this, you got like Nevada and some other cakewalk. Colorado State, who sucks, dude. You win this game, you're sitting there. You got a chance to be 5-1.
Yeah.
This is a momentum turning game, I think, for the rest of their season. I think they take advantage of it.